Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If a picture paints a thousand words.
He's singing Bread, Oscar.
No.
Would you like the music?
Why can't I? Hi, I'm Glenn Hollis.
Oh, no.
Paint
I
you.
Love Glenn Hollis.
What was the name of his show? What did he have?
It's Love Notes and Dedications.
Love Notes?
Was it?
Was it Love Notes or was it something
Love
else?
Songs and Dedications.
No, it was Listen and Kill Yourself.
No. Oh, how dare you?
That's exactly what I said.
Hi there, I'm Glenn Hollis.
Hi, Glenn.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
And I'd just like to, if you're sitting home alone this evening. And,
yes, Glenn.
You know, waiting for that special someone to maybe come back into your life. I'd like to send this one out to each and every one of you. This comes from a gentleman. Oh, it says here that the request is from, where is it?
Where?
Oh, yes, it's from Virginia Beach. I'd like to send this one to Mr. Matt Bloom. Stay on your meds.
If a picture paints a thousand words.
Sorry, Pony, I couldn't help myself.
Oh,
I had,
that
to,
was nice.
Had to jump right in with that thing. We'll be speaking to Pony later in the broadcast.
Yeah.
Pony's done some research on keywords when people are looking for our website that
right.
That I just found very, very amusing. But that's not what we're here for today.
You don't have anything else from Glenn, do you?
Hi, my name's Glenn Hollis.
It's Love Songs and Dedications.
Love Songs.
For the this is Glenn Hollis.
All right, find me some more.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. This is Glenn Hollis. You know, you might be home alone, thinking about love, thinking about missed opportunities with love. That's what we're here for, with Love Songs. This is Glenn Hollis on WASH. Was it WASH? Was it WASH?
I think it was WASH, yeah.
Hi there. I'm Glenn Hollis. How are you? It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Good day to walk around the lake. Good day to see some friends. Good day to celebrate love. And that's what we do here with Love Songs. We'll take your song requests and we'll be playing them all night long. So very, very glad to have you with us, Effers.
Guess mine is not the first.
You know, I used to sit at my...
I want more romantic, Rob.
My childhood desk and listen to Glenn Hollis at night.
Really?
While I did my homework.
Really? You liked... What was... you know, maybe your point that you made yesterday about loving people... Maybe it really is true, Oscar. Maybe it really is true that you actually do love people. And
you know what I think
I could never see myself sitting at my desk doing my homework
and
listening to that.
I think it's depressing that he did that.
Now, there were some inspirational letters that came in once in a while. Now, I always wondered where they came from, but...
What's that town you grew up in again?
Olney, Maryland.
Olney, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Are we ready with the next song?
A lot
we're
of
not
you
exactly
too
being fleet of foot here. Hi, everybody. It's Glenn Hollis. This next song comes from little Oscar out in Olney, Maryland. Who's doing his homework.
Oh, he played the wrong. Whoops.
Oh.
Played the wrong.
Whoa.
Sorry about that.
Rob's we're doing one of those things where that we do to Rob occasionally where Rob gets this sprung on him like in the opening of the show. We didn't plan this.
Yeah.
If there was planning involved, it might be a little better, actually.
It could be, but you know what? When have we ever let planning get in the way of the comedy?
Exactly. Hi, everybody.
Won't it play Jim Croce?
I hate Jim Croce.
Yeah, but
this
it works
never
for the...
happened on Love Songs and Dedications.
That's right. There was never any yelling in the
no.
Glenn Hollis
Jeez.
Universe. And is he working again or
he's got his own show?
What's the matter with it? You know, you might want to think about not using that machine anymore.
Yeah. Your big
Why?
Thumbs.
Because in 950 episodes, it's messed up four times?
No, it's messed up a lot
it
more
hasn't,
than
really.
That.
I would say it's the thumbs.
Is it?
And the fingers.
Is it his thumbs that
what
do
it?
It? No, doesn't that always you always complain about that?
Yeah, but
machine.
It's user error. You think the computer's messed up?
I don't know.
Oh, let's be honest.
I'm not looking at the. It's an
I'm
iPad.
I'm actually hitting the right button. And
maybe
it's
you
not
loaded
playing.
The wrong song.
No. See now.
Oh.
Hi everybody. This is Love Songs with Glenn Hollis. Rob Spiewak was committing a series of bank robberies in the 1970s, and he took his fingerprints off, and now he can't work an iPad. Isn't that terrible?
Lady love. Your
All right, enough. Enough of that.
I agree.
I'm done laboring through that.
Glenn has his own show.
Yes.
Would you have him on the program?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'd have Doug Tracht come in here. I would have Jack Diamond come in here.
I think Glenn Hollis would be a great fit on that Tech 411 show. Have fun with that.
You know, we had, when Chad and I were on there, we had Glenn come in studio and do dedications for us live.
Really?
And as I sat there, I remember being a little kid with that little desk, the yellow desk lamp, and
yes,
my line paper doing my homework. And I was like, this is it.
I was listening to the Boston Red Sox on AM radio.
Yeah, you're manlier man.
That's, I was not listening to, you know, it was the lack of sports there.
Let's hear it for Glenn Hollis.
Boo.
I like you, friend.
I want to pivot.
Pivot.
If I tell you to picture someone road raging, you probably picture a dude, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you picture, it's probably a guy.
Picture a dude? I picture a dude in this room in a striped shirt.
You shouldn't always picture a guy in a Kevin Arnold striped shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I've got my little boy's outfit on today.
Do you have lunch with Dan Ryson today?
I do. This outfit, I'm glad I'm sitting down because it looks a lot better sitting here than it would if I was standing up with my shorts and my white sneakers and my white ankle socks. It looks so ridiculous. I know.
I hope Winnie calls you back.
Carla calls me old man. She calls me old man when I'm dressed like this. The only thing that's missing is the Velcro fasteners on my shoes.
We're going to get you a brand new white belt.
According to
it's
a new survey.
Great, Grandpa.
Women are more likely than men to curse at other drivers in front of the kids.
Mm.
Wow.
Really?
I didn't know this. They're more likely to flip off other drivers. I believe that. I got that last week.
Really?
On my motorcycle, I got that.
I had a proud moment, and it was just last week. I met a friend of mine's mother. Never met her before, and she has to be in her 60s, just doing the math. And within 90 seconds of meeting her, she flipped me off. It was great. Geez.
Really? What did you say to her?
Well, we met at Costco, and I said, hey, nice to meet you. This was Kristen's mom. I said, nice to meet you, Mrs. whatever her name was. I can't remember.
This is your daughter's friend's mom?
Yeah. And okay. I said, hey, and good to know that you're already buying that Christmas decoration.
And what was she really?
Yes, she was.
And she flipped you off?
And she says, just so you know, I'm from upstate New York and we don't have Costco up there.
Those are fun parents.
That's
fun.
Funny.
That's
fun.
I told Kristen I have never been more thrilled.
Yeah.
It says men are more likely to honk at slow drivers, cut in front when merging, steal parking spots. See, I would think women would do that more.
Yeah, because they're a craftier breed.
Turn on their brights to antagonize someone.
Mm.
Hi. Yeah. And now, see, I'd never do this.
But
I've never even thought about doing it.
Drive on a sidewalk?
Key someone's car.
Oh, I would never do that.
Here are the 9 rudest things people do when they're driving and how many of us do them, and I want you guys to tell me the honest truth. Pony, I include you in this survey. 41% of us have honked at someone for driving too slowly.
Of course.
Yes, I have done
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
Yeah, we've all done that. 37% have cursed in front of the kids while driving.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have kids. So.
You don't have kids, no. but
Shannon.
Let's just say you would.
Have you ever cussed in front of Luca?
No.
Pony, ever?
Pony, no. Have you ever cussed in front of your mother when you're in the car?
Oh, my mom curses more than I do.
Okay, that's why I love her.
Yeah.
All right,
he dodged the question.
29%. He did not, Rob.
He did.
Rob, he did not. He
Pony,
said he
do
would.
You smoke? My mom smokes. Thanks, Pony.
Oh, God.
Well done.
Stay on topic.
29% have flipped someone off while driving. Have you?
I'm sure I have, but I can't think of an instance. That's not really my scene.
I can't think of a specific instance. I can just tell you, yes, multiple times.
I will say, you know what? I will say this. Probably not. That's not my gesture.
Really?
Not my gesture.
Oh, my God.
You know, there's something special about you two boys. There is. I mean, there's probably a reason why God has put us all together.
Well, I'm
because
scared.
I've done it liberally.
I'm scared. My brother did it once when we were 16. And
I've not only done it, Oscar, I've done it in interesting ways. I've done it at an intersection where I went like this.
Crank up the finger.
I've done this.
Yeah.
I've done this one.
Oh, the double pumper.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like the double pumper.
And I've done this one too. This is my favorite where I just turn up and I just go.
Oh, dramatic.
Yeah.
Wow, dramatic middle finger.
It's like getting flipped off by Alan Arkin. Yeah. He is very methodical
about
it.
You must be in the arts.
Driver! Driver! I'm going to flip you off now. Putting my middle finger up right there. You're driving like a complete ass. Driver.
Driver.
Driver. Right. That's Mike O'Mara doing Kevin Pollak's Alan Arkin.
I love it.
Thank you very much. 18% have gone out of turn at a four-way stop. Have you gone out of turn?
If anyone, if you know what, if you miss your chance, I'm off.
Yeah, you have to.
But have you, Rob? But of course. This is it. But see, I mean, this is another one.
You know where I do it a lot?
Where?
On your street.
We got a great one right up there.
Oh, because you know what happens is they let the folks out for walks or whatever they do. You let them out to stretch. You say, you're going to be in the sunshine, Mr. Perkins. And they just say, they look and they lock eyes with you.
Have you done it?
In the city, yes. You have to.
Pony, have you done it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Has your mom?
I'm sure she has.
Driver, 12% have cut to the front of a line of cars merging.
I do it all the time.
I did it on my motorcycle. Oh. I was caught by a state trooper.
That's aggressive?
Yeah, that's very aggressive.
I was habitual at that when we used to work at WJFK and I would come in on Route 66.
Right.
And the exit for, I guess it was Route 123, would back up a quarter mile back.
Right.
I would go into the shoulder and go every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I've done that and you've done that.
Oh,
you're
a city
driver.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Pony?
I hate people that do that.
Yeah, but
guess what?
Example,
they hate you too.
By cutting to the front, does that mean going all the way in the left lane? If everybody's already merging, I just pass all those jerks and go to the front.
Sure.
That's illegal?
Here's a surprise one.
It's rude.
Well, yeah, it's just rude. It's just nasty.
But it is. It's okay if you're entitled.
11% have stolen a parking spot someone was waiting for. I have never done that.
I have not either.
That's against my code. You've not done it?
Scumbaggery, no.
That is really, because if you've got, I mean, if someone is sitting there waiting for a parking spot, I do not do that.
Scumbaggery.
Yeah. Now, the only time I did it was, and the reason I haven't done it in my, maybe I have done it.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I have.
You have?
I've done it. We were being interviewed by Washingtonian Magazine, Don and I, and I was late for the interview.
You were late, yeah.
And I pulled in. I just zipped into this space, and apparently there was a guy on the other side, or a lady on the other side,
so you were
that was waiting for it.
Unwittingly, you did it.
I don't know, because all I cared about was getting in to be in that interview.
I'm helping you here.
I know, but I have to be honest,
you
and I'm not sure.
You did it unwittingly.
Sure. And we sit down, and they have the lights that are set up, because they're going to be taking pictures of us during the interview, and it was like Lunch with Diana McClelland. I think that was the name of the
lady. The only
thing
I remember is that you finished the lunch with your great thing where you put the shrimp tails on your fingers.
But before that, I sit down. The lights are there, and I sit down. Don's already there with the interviewer. Always love that situation.
That's great.
Where he beat me to the interview. You know, it's like, oh, God, here I come.
And you're always on time.
And I sit down, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this battle axe walking through the dining room, because we were having lunch with her in a restaurant.
Right.
That Bridges restaurant over there. You know, that place that used
right
to...
down the street.
That changed a whole bunch of different times.
It was Fish Stories, and then it turned
into... Fish Stories, I think, when we were there.
Yeah, but then it turned into like a dive.
It's like a pool hall.
Yeah, it is.
And so I see her out of the corner of my eye, and she walks up to me and unbridled goes, "You're an a-hole."
Oh my God.
But she actually said it?
Yes, she said it.
And wow.
I said, well, that's a good start to my interview right there.
Wow.
And she led with that. Thank you, lady. Yeah. Thank you, entitled lady with your business suit. Yeah, she wrecked. And that was how Diana McClellan started the article.
Yeah.
Was Mike O'Mara was late.
Oh, that is not your... And that's not how you roll. I roll.
Let me just say, there was a boy named Geronimo who was filled with a great deal of joy that day.
That was the only time he ever asked you to sign anything, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
Can you sign this article?
8% have dinged another car, then driven away. Oh, guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm saying, like, opening a door and dinged it.
Yeah,
I've done that.
No.
Either.
No.
You've never done that?
No, I've hit a car and left a note.
Really?
Yeah, but you see,
well, if I hit a car, I'd leave a note. Yeah. But if I ding somebody with my door by accident.
But the thing is if he leaves a note, no one can read it. And he's off into the dark of night. I've done it.
All right. Pony, have you ever dinged a car and driven away?
I left a note.
What, when you opened the door?
Oh, if we're talking about the door.
I'm talking about ding. A ding is not an accident.
For Pony and myself, we don't need that much space to get into a door. Like, we just shimmy in.
It's Pony time!
Or getting out of the car. Like Rob and I do. Rob and I are throw the door open people.
Yeah.
Right?
I've seen Pony leave his car via the air conditioner.
Sliding
he just slithers, and out the muffler. It was like a science fiction film.
7% have turned on their brights to antagonize another driver. Absolutely.
Sure.
100%.
I think I've done that.
I do it to you.
Constantly.
Okay,
to entertain myself,
it.
I do it.
And here we go. Finally, 5%. This is the low one, and I've never done this. Keyed someone's car. Have you ever done it?
Never.
No.
What's that?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Have you ever done it?
No.
Pony?
No way.
No. We're all lying.
Ah! No, you've changed someone's car.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
No! That's enough. He's ready to talk.
Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
You're a monster.
I'm not the monster here. You are. You and the rest of that fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me, where are the others?
Eat me.
I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me, or I'll...
No, not the buttons. Not my gumdrop buttons.
All right, then. Who's hiding them?
Okay, I'll tell you. Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man. Who lives on Drury Lane?
Well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
She's married to the Muffin Man.
My lord, we found it.
Well, then what are you waiting for? Bring it in!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Fiverplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. And she was lying. We are downloaded worldwide nearly 20 million times. I'm going to go ahead and say 20 million times.
Oh, it's over 20 million now.
It's over 20 million times? Yes. Oh, I'll have to change that. We're at MikeOmeraShow.com, 102.9 FM, WTN in Washington, D.C.
He dropped out there.
Oh, sorry about that. And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Hello to Steve. Hello to Tommy. Hello to Tom Suter. Hello to Billy Suter. Hello to Babs, Zippy,
Phyllis,
Pinhead. Huh?
Phyllis, Dolores. Yeah. Flossie.
Flossie. And Bessie.
Yeah, of course, Bessie.
Yes, absolutely. And hey, Iowa, keep drinking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, anyway. Leave some for us.
Our show today is brought to you by FanDuel.com. My deepest sympathies to Redskins Nation. However, I did have a Philadelphia player going last night, and I believe that I was successful with my first week with FanDuel.com.
Yeah, I just got the text from your consigliere / general manager.
Yes.
Josh Murphy, our intern. You are up $22, my friend.
$22. Hey! Thank you very much. See, real money. We're talking about FanDuel.com. The first week of the NFL season is in the books. How did your fantasy team do? Did you win cash? I did. Yes, FanDuel can help you win cash. FanDuel.com is the place for one-week fantasy football leagues for real money. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees, really. If you like fantasy and you like it like I do, you always said, you know, fantasy's fun, but I hate waiting a whole season for that big payoff. Like if I'm going to get a foot-long sub or something like that.
Thousands of dollars, and you just can't touch it.
You can play each week or whenever you want to play. It's up to you. There's a new lineup each week based on a salary cap. FanDuel.com has huge prizes and instant payouts. And really, remember that FanDuel is something that we've gotten into. And I'm going to get more into it because my consigliere, Mr. Josh Murphy, is helping me right now. But in weeks to come, I'm going to be diving in because you know how I am. Give me a little taste and I'll rock and roll for you.
And there goes the $22.
Exactly. FanDuel is paying out more than $135 million this year, but you have to play to win, so sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code TMOS to sign up today. New users, when you use the code TMOS, FanDuel will match your deposit dollar for dollar up to $200. That's up to $200 free.
Oscar, that's free money.
Free.
For
free
new money. Users, don't forget to click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use my code TMOS. MOS when you sign up. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Use my code TMOS and sign up today. This week, when Mr. Murphy, America's favorite intern, comes to the show.
Is that his new name?
We're going to be having a little sit down.
Mr. Murphy?
Might be grabbing a little lunch with old Josh to
see if you can get him to pay.
No, because he's an intern.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to
He be. Actually texted me. I don't know why he's texting me and not you, but he texted me. He texted me and said, would you like him to set up the new lineup? Because Thursday's right around the corner here.
Yes, for this week, yes. We just haven't had that time where I've been able to get my tutorial. And listen, you can go to the website, FanDuel.com, and you can get in there and they'll show you how to do it. But right now, for my purposes, I love working collaboratively.
Of course.
And I like working with Josh Murphy. So it's
Mr.
a lot
Mr. Murphy.
Speaking of football, last night, the Reds Eagles game here in the Washington, D.C. area, kind of a national holiday, a huge event and a significant event. And I don't know. I understand the passion. I am a football fan. Mm-hmm. I've been a football fan for years. Everybody knows that. But it seems to have turned. It seems that the hype machine is working on all eight for the NFL because it was the social networking based on the opener for the Redskins last night was just mind-boggling. I've never seen anything like it. And then as I'm watching the fans leading up to this, the frenzy that existed in FedEx Field last night, and I looked at it and I said, what I haven't seen, are fans getting more violent? Is that because you
How do you
see
mean?
Violent?
The pounding
on the pads? Yeah.
They're a lot more excited.
You look at people, this is seriously the average fan, and, you know, where they're going, like that, and
there's aggression.
Like, it seems. Look, there's always aggression with NFL fans. I never saw anything like FedEx. I mean, they were into it, but they were into it in almost a scary way. Like if you wanted to say, "We'll sacrifice this young virgin if the Eagles lose the opener," you do it. You know, do you want to do that? Do you want to sacrifice this young girl? Do you want to do that? Yes, yes. Here you go. All right, push her down the stairs. There she goes. There we go. Oh, she's still alive. Ooh. All right, anyway, it was strange last night. And
you know what it seems to me? It's almost like the Redskins fan, they're still trying to find an identity for FedEx Field. RFK had a great identity.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the old days, I mean, it was horrible. It smelled like urine, and the seats bounced when you cheered.
It
was a stadium that other teams hated to play in.
And it was the good old boy network.
I think
it was the families that have been there for years. There's a weird vibe.
I think Joe Theismann, and I don't like to quote him ever, but he
said
it best yesterday.
You usually have to spell check.
He said it best yesterday. I think it was just like on the news radio where he was on. He said that it's been a couple decades since really Redskins fans could be this excited for the first game of the week.
Here's the BS, though. Really, they say that every year.
Oh no, but no, they say it every year.
Well, but how about these facts?
They
all right,
do. The facts. You know,
RG3.
The NFL is the NFL, and you don't know what you got until you look
but
down there.
But this is the thing. Last year, you thought RG3 had promise. There's a potential there.
Yes,
he proved that.
Right.
So this year,
but here's the thing. This is the hype machine.
You knew
that
it
is
was
the
coming
Washington
back.
Redskins.
And Theismann is drinking the Kool-Aid and handing it out.
And exactly, because anybody that knows even the slightest bit about football would look at the first offensive series on the part of the Redskins and know
the season's over.
No, not the season's over. Far be it from that. As a matter of fact, you can drop four games in the beginning of the season, and you're still in the hunt, believe it or not.
That's
the way the NFL
works.
Yeah,
Larry Michael will tell
playoffs.
You.
What I noticed, though, the first offensive series I see with RG3, I said, this guy is not even close to ready.
He doesn't look the same.
He's not close. And there was one guy that I said, best comment of the night, and the guy on Facebook made a comment along the lines of, Dan Snyder should recognize that RG3 is just not a marketing tool. That you know,
it's a good point.
What he spoke to was the fact that we will never know this for a fact, but it spoke to the fact that if the Redskins held out RG3, you know, saying, look, we know you're back, we know you did an amazing recovery, but this was an injury and this was a surgery they talked about, that maybe he would come back mid-season. And, you know, I look again at him, even though he can still run, he is not close to running the way he ran last year.
Right.
Not even close. And there's a tentative nature of the way he threw last night. And you didn't hear about
little
that.
Little gun shy.
And so the idea of the Redskins going, this is it. I wasn't there going into that
I
game.
Think the best analysis I got last night came from Matt Bloom. He sent me a text that says, it appears the Redskins football men did not attend enough rehearsals for tonight's recital. And I think that says a lot.
It really... Two things I took away from last night's game for our Redskins faithful, and there are many of you
yes.
that listen to this program, and we know that. And there are lots of people that are other fans as well, so I don't discount that. But go ahead.
I was beat up about it. Like, beat yeah. up.
It was a situation
where... I snapped at Shannon. I was so beat up about it.
Because you're a lifer. You're well, a lifer.
Well, no.
I'm a
Ravens fan.
Because but, of but Dominique,
I'll,
but other than
no,
that...
No, but I'll root for the home team.
Right.
You know?
As will I.
And I really... Shannon,
hey, if they don't win, it's a shame.
Shannon walked in. There was like a minute and a half left, and they were making that drive yes. for the score and an onside kick.
Yes.
And she was just like clucking away, and I said, please, for the love of God, I know I haven't seen you in 7 days. But go in the bedroom and watch whatever you were watching.
Oscar and I had a brief little text exchange back and forth, and you texted a picture of your what appears to be your
living room.
Your living room,
yes.
And it was dark, and,
yep.
and the game was on, and you were by your onesies, and I know that you had just picked up your lovely lady yesterday
yeah.
at the airport, so and it was like right to the game. And now women have to understand there are different rules when it comes to the opener of the NFL.
Oh, and it has great import.
It has great import. So when Carla came in to me and said, well, I've been with him all day long. I said, yes, but I'm with him now, and he's screaming during the opening of Monday Night Football. Sorry, that's it.
There are different rules.
It's different rules.
I was when they had the when it was a fumble and then a touchdown at the beginning
yes.
of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I was hooting, hollering
right?
by myself, and I look over
all
and,
the hope.
And Shan's got her headphones on.
Now the season's over,
and she's doing homework. And I'm like, you have to go another room. Like, you can't just sit here and pretend that this isn't happening.
So it's not enough. It's not enough that she's being quiet. She can't be quiet. She has to be engaged.
If she can partake in the fun, hang out. If you're just going to stand there and make it all about yourself and your homework, get another room.
Or she can go down to Rob's house. Because
yes.
Rob, I don't doubt, had the game on last night. Did you have the game on last night?
Robert and Carrie watched the game, yeah.
yeah. See, that's the thing. Rob, but if you had the game on, it's not like you don't follow the same rules that the average fan does.
So right.
If somebody doesn't react, you don't care because you're not reacting either.
What we have is an element, Mike. What we have is an environment. We foster an environment of NFL passivity.
Well, sports passivity in
as
general.
A rule, yeah.
Now, so, but your bride and your son were watching the game?
Robert was very into it. He finished his homework on time and everything.
Is he into the Skins?
Yeah. And
well,
he came
cool.
and he came downstairs. He said, they're not playing very well. I said, well, son, I'm sorry.
Oh, Dad, that is so bad. So she was watching the game. What were you doing downstairs?
I was actually prepping today's show. Oh. I had stuff to do. I did have work to do.
So
I'm not trying to be a hero.
It's
not like I couldn't put it off.
Did you look in at all?
Occasionally, yeah.
Occasionally.
Very nice picture. Such bright
Rob,
green.
Oh, my
Such
God.
Bright green. Do you remember when football was not on high definition? It looked so different.
Yes.
And now it's beautiful.
It's very sharp.
Very nice.
Picture is very sharp. So Rob didn't even give
no,
a rat's
no,
ass.
No. But a lot of people did.
Oh,
yeah,
a lot of people did. And
the frenzy's there. You're absolutely right. There is a frenzy.
On social media, mm-hmm. within the... I couldn't believe...
Oh, it ruined Facebook.
Your buddy Brad...
Oh, he gets into
who
it.
...who gave up on the team. I said, there is half of the first quarter left. Now, look, they went on...
He does tend to paint with broad strokes.
It went on to be a truly disastrous first half
yeah.
and very beginning of the second half, but... There was a slight comeback at the end, and they, you know, if
looks
things
like he
had,
got his, caught some. Well, at least RG3 caught his stride. He was actually throwing the ball
a little bit. But the thing about it is, it's so.
Accurately.
Look, I'm the last person who should preach from on high about
yeah.
this particular subject because I get pissed about my teams more than anybody else. But when you read, you know. The excitement is followed by complete, the season's over. Well, it's not even close. I mean, this is a very long haul.
It's a natural progression, though, Mike, because for, what, 5, 6, 7 weeks now, all we've been hearing is Super Bowl. And now,
see,
it's not going to be Super Bowl.
There's,
now it's over.
There's a minuscule
Washington
chance.
Sports fans.
There's a minuscule
Washington
chance the Redskins
fans.
Are going to go to the Super Bowl.
Am I the only one who thinks they can't run the table?
Just like every other team has
of course.
A minuscule chance. It's
mm-hmm.
all fate and everything
right.
aligning properly. And I think that the Redskins have a very talented football team, but I don't think anybody saw Philadelphia coming with that
yeah.
offense,
no.
even though they prepped for it.
Who looked worse, the Giants or the Redskins?
Oh, boy, that's tough. I think in the first half, the Redskins trumped them, but as far as the Giants were...
Well, they had 6 turnovers.
The Giants, you know, just looked horrible.
Yeah.
The Giants looked horrible throughout the whole
squad.
Game. But they didn't have that explosive defeat that they had in the first half.
I hate that feeling that came back yesterday, and it happens with the Ravens as well, where... in the pit of my stomach, I know I shouldn't care. Like, I shouldn't care at all.
Right.
And I remember what I should have been doing is drinking heavily with Todd, but I
was
just,
Todd watching the game at
he
a bar?
He was watching the game.
Oh, and he took time on Facebook to complain that someone's, what's the word he
the
used?
Power rankings.
The power rankings were off. He said the metrics were wrong.
No, because he's in a Survivor League, and he wrote a software to actually to run his Survivor League. And Survivor League is basically you pick two games a week that you're going to win, that your team's going to win.
Exactly.
Throughout the season, right? Mm-hmm. And so he wrote an algorithm to actually pull the power rankings from ESPN and all these other places to actually put together how he's going to bet. And they said the Redskins
time
were
well
win.
Spent, Todd.
That's right.
And the Redskins lost, so he's out.
So he's already done?
So he's done.
He's done.
But anyway.
See what happens when you gamble, Mike.
Stop it, Rob. Does it seem to you, watching as a casual observer, that there was more intensity. I'll just use that
people
word.
Were a more lot intensity more excited. Yeah. This is the first time in my life that I usually get like maybe one offer to go to the game, mm-hmm. and I just can't do that. I can't go down on a Monday night. And I got five or six offers, but the offers weren't like, hey, I have an extra ticket. They were like, are you interested in buying this ticket?
You want to buy a ticket?
Yeah,
because it was a hot ticket.
Well, you know what? Monday night is always a hot ticket. It's a big deal. The fact that it was the first Monday night game of two, it was earlier than normal, and you're not taking your whole life in your hands to try and get home by midnight. You probably could. Normally, a Monday night game, you don't get home till 3.
This dovetails into one other thing before we have to break here.
Yeah.
Let's take a break because we're up on it right now. When we come back, I want to talk about this whole fan thing, and you're getting more fans falling down and dying.
Yeah.
It seems like that's happening too. We'll wrap this up when we come back. Also, Miley Cyrus when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We talk about control. It is wonderful when you're talking about your TV.
Yes.
Hulu Plus allows you to watch anything you want, anywhere you want. This is what I love about Hulu Plus. You can use any of your devices, including the ones that you can just pack in a little duffel bag and take with you and watch on-demand TV at all times. And listen, a special deal just for TMOS listeners. This is an extended free trial of Hulu Plus. Give it a try. You'll love it. Just click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS and you get 2 free weeks of great shows like Amazon Race.
Yeah, it's also good.
Lost, Downton Abbey, Hell's Kitchen, and my favorite, The Cosby Show. Gonna get some raggeds and some rolls. It's the
14 free days.
It's the sweater version.
Yeah,
of the
that's
Cosby
the one.
Show.
It's so
that's
great.
The one, not the one I was just doing.
No.
It's endless, and it's a free trial, and it starts the minute you click that banner. Before you know it, you'll be watching your favorite current shows and amazing classic TV all on your schedule. Take control of your TV watching experience. Just click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Do it, and do it right now.
Hold on a second. When?
Right now.
Okay.
So we were talking about
and
the
NFL. I applaud
NFL
you
fan.
For bringing up the Chet Kincaid Cosby Show. Thank you. He was a gym teacher, right?
So I'm a fan in the NFL, and I'm going to go to the stadium and get drunk and jump over the gangplank and die.
Yeah, it happens.
It's just, it seems in baseball and in football.
Didn't we have two of them in baseball this year?
Yeah. It's like, did we have this in years past on a regular
basis?
Or
are we just hearing about it?
It seems kind of strange. It seems that fans, I think,
32
this is just
years old.
Let me throw a theory out here. I think the world's gotten tougher.
Okay.
I think the recession has made just getting by, especially for the middle class people, a much tougher haul.
Sure.
And I think our diversions are taking on greater importance, like they do when a society is disintegrating.
No. Yeah.
I really do believe that that's
you put
what
more emphasis on your pleasure time.
What did the Romans do? What did the Romans? The Romans wanted to please the mob. That's why they had the gladiators out there. That's why. You know, watch Gladiator. It's fantastic.
You love it.
Watch Spartacus. It's a tour de force. But I really do believe that our diversions are becoming more important to us. Much more important to
us. You were just talking about Bill Cosby and his great movie, Bill Cosby himself. He talks about the guy that says, it's Friday night and I'm going out to get drunk and I deserve to get drunk and get out of my way.
Right.
That's not the attitude you need to take to have a good time. You can't put pressure on yourself to enjoy yourself.
No, I've been that guy.
Oh, yeah. I think we all have.
I really am someone who has placed a tremendous amount of emotional energy into sports. I truly have. So I understand this, but it seems to me, and maybe it's because
when I watch the NFL coverage and the hype machine, I just get really analytical about it. I really start thinking about, are we getting dumber? And is stuff like this that we used to really love, but we loved in more of a arm's length way.
Well, you had to seek it out more.
And now
can't escape it now.
It's so thrust down our throats. And I watched this one
guy. Is it that we're dumber or we're just accepting it more?
I think we are putting more importance on things that don't matter because life is too hard. I really believe that.
No. I think it's just as important. I think the fact that you, and I can see where you're coming from because you get to see it's thrust down your throat now.
Before, yeah, it is.
When you had a fan at, when you had a fan.
That was the best playlet ever.
Before, when you had a fan like at work that was over the top, like a diehard guy, right?
Yeah.
You'd hear about it on Tuesday morning, Monday morning, depending on when your mm-hmm. team played. Mm-hmm. And you know his cube would be full of like Redskins gear, mm-hmm. 49er gear, whatever
right.
it was.
Because he was a Monday morning quarterback.
So right, you exactly. would see that when you go to work. Or you'd see that guy. Yeah, Bob's a big Packers fan, so he'll always be wearing the cheese head on Fridays or right. whatever, you know?
Yeah, there's like one person at work that was like
super
into it.
You every time you log on to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you see it right in your face.
Yeah, it's all
over the
place.
There's no escaping it.
Yeah. But the bottom line is we've discovered something that we don't really have that much going on in our lives. That's why our diversion is why these guys are getting paid the money they're getting.
Because it's a multi-billion dollar business.
I don't remember.
Nobody wrote about the Nationals yesterday.
Amazing game too, right?
Yeah, I don't remember watching live sports like I do now. I watch
it
so
wasn't
much
available
more.
To you.
I just watch more of it. I mean, I'm into it more.
Well, you had four channels growing up. You didn't have a baseball channel. You didn't have a football channel. You had three networks and what? Two or three games to watch a week at most.
It seems to me that it's very, very intense.
Did you know, Oscar, Mike predates Monday Night Football?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I watched Frank Gifford and Tom Brookshire, and I remember Sundays getting excited if the Giants were going to be the game that was on my local station.
Cool. Like rolling the dice.
And early on, it was not 100% that you were going to be able to see your team.
Monday Night Football was 1972.
Was it 72?
I think, and it was a tremendous. No one's. They said this will never work.
I remember watching it with my dad and I actually watched the game on TV where Howard Cosell puked on Dandy Don's boots.
It's a Philly game, right?
And do we have that tape floating around?
Let me look for it.
Good evening from Franklin Field, Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He was apparently it was cold in Philadelphia, and they started drinking.
Open booth.
It was
vodka.
An open booth. They started drinking, and he couldn't handle it. Howard Cosell could not handle it and got absolutely baked. And they didn't fire him either.
No,
they didn't fire him. Howard 70s. Cosell dodged a couple of bullets. He had the racist comment about the little monkey can run, and he didn't get fired then either, did he?
That was what finally put him down. I think.
Did they fire him after that?
The funny thing there was a documentary. There was a documentary that HBO did where they found other instances of him using that phrase for people of all color. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was just something he said. It was badly timed.
Yeah, and Howard
1970,
Cosell,
September of 70 is when Monday Night Football premiered.
Okay, yeah, so I was a kid.
So let me, I know that you're into Hard Knocks, right? Mm-hmm, you're always into it every year.
Absolutely.
Isn't it strange that you'll watch that show? You can even be a fair weather fan of that team, but then when you watch that team, you would probably never watch a Bengals.
Never.
Game. Never in your life.
Never in a million
years
would I care.
But now you kind of do.
Oh, now I know about it.
Because you're like, you recognize the name. You're like, that's the guy that made the cut. He barely made the team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you get so invested. I'd love to see that really, if they were going to do that. But I mean, look, their job is to play football, not to make a reality
TV. They've talked about
show.
A full season. They've talked about it.
Really?
And every coach says it's not. That's not what this is about right now.
Well, I would take it in the other direction. I would say not necessarily a full season, but much like seeing your favorite football teams, everybody gets a Hard Knocks. You get to watch your team on.
That would be cool. You'd watch it.
And that would make them even bigger, and you would make people more invested than the NFL should think about.
Most
that.
People don't do it simply because it's a distraction.
Right.
When like a Hard Knocks team gets put on TV, it always isn't just about football. It's about the cameras as well. That's what they say.
Sure.
I love it. I think it makes you aware of the amount of effort that's required to get on the field and play in the NFL.
And how... And
it also makes you aware of, they're not all positives. It makes you realize how dumb those guys
are. And how quickly that career, the average career in NFL is 4 years.
Yeah, and a lot of the guys are really
just dumb guys. Like, you know, the stereotype of dumb football players, it exists. But then, you know, on pure effort, you cannot be that dumb in the NFL. You've got to work your ass off to at least know what you're supposed to do. But in training camp, you see the guys that just can't. They're guys that just can't cut it intellectually. They can't, they
so
can't do the work.
Funny, though, the way, I mean, the way just even the dynamic is in that locker room.
Right.
The way they haze people, the way they go and buy dumb things, the way they're
kids.
Yeah, they're little kids.
They're tiny little boys
with, that have money
and intelligence, and the environment empowers them to act that way.
Yeah,
it reinforces it.
And you realize just look, I this time of year I always get this way. What is this?
This is music because we're almost at the end of the hour.
It really amazes me, you know, how much import people put on it this time of year. I always
do. You
think
get
about
upset that they don't care about Major League Baseball as much? Be honest.
Well, now you've hit an open nerve.
Oh dear,
you bastard, Santana. We got to take a break. We'll come right back. Come on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are so delighted to have Oakton Wine Shop back on the show.
Yay!
And I want to tell you all about their fall festival that's coming up September 20th and 21st. On September 20th, it is their third annual fall festival. They will be kicking off a two-day festival with 15 wines from California, Italy, and the Pacific Northwest. Tasting will occur from 4 to 8 p.m. For more details, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call Oakton Wine Shop. This is a great way to get out and enjoy some local wines here. Local wine shop here that'll just direct you any price range where you need to go for great wine. 703-255-5425. That number again, 703-255-5425. Oakton Wine Shop is just off Chainbridge Road in Oakton, and we love our local advertisers. We truly do.
Brian will be in this Friday.
Awesome. He's going to be bringing a fine selection. I'm not sure if he's going to be bringing wines in from the festival, but he always brings great stuff. And the great thing about the Oakton Wine Shop is no matter what the occasion, you can walk into the Oakton Wine Shop and they will direct you to the wine that is in your price range. Or if you want to shoot the moon and you want to get something that's really over the top to impress you know, a wealthy boss, they can do it all at Oakton Wine Shop.
What they can do is they can sell you a cheap wine that looks and tastes expensive. And he's done it for me. It's fantastic.
Good at it. September 21st is their third annual fall festival. That benefits Inova Blood Donor Services. Come and enjoy wines from Spain, Burgundy, and California, as well as craft beer. Also, they'll be tasting food from Culinaria Cooking School in Vienna and cookies from Rhino Treats in Manassas. That's right here in our backyard. A portion of all sales will go directly to Inova Blood Donor Services. If you want more information, here's that number again, 703-255-5425. And then on September 8th, it's their fall beer tasting. Come and try 15 different fall beers, including different styles of pumpkin and Oktoberfest beers.
Oh, people love the pumpkin ale.
You and Chad are going to have a great time. Big O and Duke's going to be out there, and you can taste some of their favorites as well as other brews at the Oakton Wine Shop. And Brian's a good friend of the show, has great stuff, so check him out. We appreciate their business.
Daylight Dollar Short, and I've not screened this, but apparently this is a co-sell at Franklin Field in Philadelphia. And it's playing now on YouTube. It should be up in 1 second.
I've never heard this.
Stand by, all cameras.
Ready with slow motion of isolated cameras.
It's the Monday Night
Football.
This
is the old open, yeah.
Tape is rolling in less than 5.
Because it was the opening.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Take tape.
NFL Monday Night Football.
And they're running the graphics right now.
Hey, Rune Aldridge. Sorry about this.
Rune Aldridge.
Yeah, this is what it looks
like.
Oh,
it was in color.
Yeah.
It looks like 8-bit.
It does look like 8-bit. Do you remember the old theme song?
This?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No, I don't remember that.
Because I always remember it as dun-dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
This sounds like an adult film.
It does.
And they're running the credits?
Yeah, they are.
That is so wild.
Where did you get this off YouTube?
This is off YouTube.
It's a typical YouTube clip.
Yeah.
Typical ass YouTube clip.
From Franklin Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
No, it's not the clip.
No.
That's Frank Gifford.
Football game in the Eastern Division of that the is... National Football
no.
Conference.
Ancient is whatever
the
it is.
The New York Giants it's... and the Philadelphia
Almost.
Eagles.
No.
NFL
Do you think he throws
Monday
it to Cosell?
Is brought to you by Ford.
All right, let's see. Let's
okay.
Ford's better idea. We
That's Frank Gifford.
Better.
It is. Great broadcaster. This is before the... Oh, the brought to you by Marlboro.
Marlboro country.
Pony time. Wow.
A bitter cold night.
This is it.
In Franklin Field, Philadelphia, the standings in the NFC Eastern Division speak for themselves. The now redoubtable Cardinals, who have not had a touchdown scored against them in four games, leading the streaking New York Giants.
No, that's not the clip.
No,
no, hey,
it must be later in the game. Thanks, YouTube.
YouTube is the land of look. The problem with YouTube is that it has everybody can do it.
Yeah,
there's no filter. And
oh, there's
that's,
no verification.
It's what's great
either,
about it, but it's also what's horrible about
what
it.
Is, what
he
was...
looks so much like the vampire on Sesame Street.
Oh, let me see. God. We're doing a TV show. What are you looking at?
I'm Come showing on. Oscar because he doesn't see it.
All right, yeah, I don't even remember what he looked like.
There it is, Frank.
Horrifying, isn't it?
You know, there's he is really. He sounds very drunk, and there's a better clip of that out there somewhere.
So he pukes on somebody's shoes?
Well, the story goes that
I can't believe what just happened.
During what happened?
I think he just broke the input plug inside my iPad.
Oh no!
We can fix that.
Yeah, we can.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I apologize.
Gonna make the vault interesting.
I've got one over here if you need it.
Well, no, but you see the tip.
Oh, a tip! It broke off inside
in the iPad.
Oh, you make it work. You'll make it work.
Sorry about that.
Let's see how we do. Right. Well, at least you got to see how it goes. So.
A gentle giant.
Do you want to try it? Do you want to test it out and see if it works?
Yeah, let's see how we do.
Gentle giant.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Sure
is that why do. I felt that kind of tug?
Mm-hmm. But you forced it, so that's good. It's playing outside the iPad, but I can't seem to get the sound into the board.
Why don't you...
Do you want to use my iPad?
He can't. All the elements are on his iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the problem.
You know what's funny?
Yes.
Is we all thought Mike would be going to the Genius Bar.
You know what? Pony can probably pull that out. He's got to power it down and pull it out. Then we'll get you another cord. How about we try that?
Oh, we can do that. Pony, yeah. You want to take a peek at
Pony,
this?
Pony, go work on that during the show.
Make sure you power it down, my friend.
Oh, sorry about
power
that.
Power
down. That's right. It happens.
Yeah. And you know, we can blame Howard Cosell.
I wonder how your screen on your iPad cracked.
Now,
your proper one, Mike
I didn't
O'Mara.
Break it. It fell. I dropped it.
Oh,
I think I think I dropped
what
it.
What happened
so
to
he
your,
didn't break
what
it.
Happened to your MacBook Air when it initially broke?
You mean as far as the Facebook situation?
No, the actual computer. Because, you know, you and hardware.
Now, hold
tough.
On. I know where you're going with this, Mr. Man. You're going down the road that I have abused some of my electronic equipment. That was, first of all, when that happened with Rob, I was just pulling it around.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
know that it was. So
attached.
That was an accident.
That's as much my fault as it is.
That was not violence.
No.
And when I broke the screen on the iPad, that was a drop.
Okay,
that was a drop. And the same thing happened. It was a drop with the MacBook Air. So all of my my beautiful Apple products.
You know what's great is earlier in today's show.
Let me take a little time out because occasionally I have to. Pony, we're going to need you not to go at pony speed with this. So I know you don't run analyticals on where the nipple is inside the machine. Just get to it and fix it.
You know what's
like,
really
as soon
great
as possible.
Is earlier today Mike said maybe it's time you abandon that machine. Oh, Mike got his wish. Isn't it funny how life works?
Did you used to run your audio vault off of CD?
Yes, but we can't do that with the new setup anymore.
Okay. Okay, will you get that face out of my face?
You're looking at me.
Rob is good. Guilty. Rob's going, yes, but we can't.
Well, we could.
What I could do is I could what I could do is actually type up what I was going to play and describe the clip.
Ponies, it look like there's something down in there.
You're SOL. That thing is way too deep.
You know what? Is your wife home?
Yes.
If I could steal a pair of her tweezers, I could probably pull it out.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah. Get it out of Pony's hands. Pony, there's sometimes when I get pissed off at you.
Oh,
just looking
that.
At
don't
naked faces.
That. Pony's like trying to help out.
Pony
is. I know.
It's Pony time.
All right.
I can't play the clip.
I know. That's why I said it. That's
so
why
I'm totally,
said it.
It's pony time. Get up.
Totally
boogity,
just,
boogity, 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 shoot.
Do you really think tweezers would work?
They have to be tiny.
That's only. I'm sure she
let
has.
Let me see
some.
It.
No.
Excuse me. I'm not that much. I have worked. Yeah, let me see.
Rawr.
Let me see it.
Me break iPad.
All right.
What if we use suction?
Oh, my God. Yes. Do you have a plunger?
But a small one.
I have a
tiny
vacuum.
Dollhouse toilet.
I have a vacuum.
No, that's not going to work, Mike. I'm teasing. I need tweezers.
Tweezers will really work?
Tweezers, that's the best. That's our best shot.
All right, hold on.
That's going to be tough.
It will be tough.
Yes. Though, you know what?
What?
Who hasn't done this?
What, looked in there?
Yes. With a flashlight and said, I hope everything's okay.
Oh, all right, I'm calling it right
this
now.
This is interesting at best.
What do you
now,
mean?
Now, if you're at home, this is probably.
Hey,
I imagine
baby,
parents
do
this all the time.
Set up, yeah,
when they grab like
you don't
their
have
kids' toys and they're like, oh, it's not
sorry,
working
guys,
anymore.
My what?
Right.
What's that?
Hmm. Oh, no.
It's to retrieve we're working on an iPad. We're trying to get something that broke off inside.
You the eighth inch?
I broke it. We need tweezers. Stat, please.
You broke it.
Thank you. First she says no, and then she says, no, I just don't want to give them to you. What do you think I was doing? Go remove like an anal hair or something?
Well,
like
they're expensive. Tweezers, a good set of tweezers I found out are pretty expensive.
I need to help. What are you going to be? How are you? You're not going to be able to get tweezers down into that hole.
I'm trying, Mike.
You know what would
That's
help?
All I have.
Here's what would help. Yes. Would be a needle.
A needle in a haystack?
No, you get a long needle. Hold on. I'm going to
Oh, you're going to go get it? Oh, here we go.
Now we'll get it
done. Now we're going to get this done.
You see, what we need to say is that the it's a small headphone jack, and that's how we run the iPad into the board.
Yes.
And when Mike and I swung it around, you see, I took half the blame
But
there.
He did it violently.
Easy, easy. You know what's going to happen? What? I'm going to end up with a cracked screen and a broken jack. If you don't shut up, just relax.
I saw him doing it. Like, that does not look good.
The headphone thing just cracked and went in there. Yeah, you see, it's gone. The tip of it is actually lodged in there.
Just the tip, just for a little bit.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
You've said that before.
It'll feel great, I promise.
Oh, is this your sewing kit?
Oh, nice.
Mike is back with tools.
What? There we go.
No, it's not snark. I defended you while you were gone.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said that don't give Mike a hard time or he's going to break my iPad.
No, oh, here we go. Oh, that's not going to fit in there. What is that?
What is that?
What are those?
No, tweezers.
She brought tweezers in.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, this is going to be great.
There are the tweezers. That's not
cool. That's not cool. But thank you. Appreciate
thank you,
that.
Thank you.
I'm going to take that back. You can take them back. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm going to give you a tool that's going to maybe work.
Okay, I will take a tool.
Like what is it?
That.
Oh, a bobby pin.
Look at that.
And it's not a bobby
pin. It's a tiny screwdriver.
All right. Ooh, look at that.
It's not a screwdriver. It's actually for hanging wall coverings.
It's powered down.
It is powered down.
All right. If I get shocked, here we go.
I don't think you could get hurt with that.
No one's going to be as shocked as I am as if that thing comes out.
All right, talks amongst yourselves.
All right, here we go. And then this thing is another.
I think that's too big.
Thinner. You need thinner.
Yes, you do. Great movie. Have
thinner,
you ever seen it?
Thinner was a great movie by Stephen King.
Yes.
This is great.
Is it working?
I'm looking. I'm looking.
See, the problem is I think it's pretty snug in there. Is it hollow?
It's not hollow.
I mean, is the plug itself hollow?
Hollow!
No, it might be because, look, this is hollow. So maybe you can get inside it and sort of drag it.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
What you got
to
do is put it in the hole, Oscar.
Slowly put it in the hole. I'm trying to find thinner things to squeeze it out of there.
Without too much action.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. I'll be gentle.
Please.
I'm in there now. I'm poking around.
Is that a longer one?
The longer's not going to help.
No, what he needs is a width.
You know what? Yeah, width. A thicker one. Girth.
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 Want,
I need girth.
You want a thicker one?
Yes.
Slightly thicker than that.
One. I'll take that.
That's a thicker one.
Okay.
You really want more girth?
I need
you want it fatter?
I need fatter to push against it so I can pull it out.
Do you think that it's hollow?
Best of material,
fatter
by the way.
Than that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
fatter,
now you're talking.
Fat.
All right, very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we got Mandingo coming in right now.
Hey, Jesus Christ. My God, we yelled at Rob.
Wow.
What?
He's
an adult film star.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you know what's really sad?
You're covered.
That's really his name. Well, hello.
You see, Rob and I both immediately think.
We're
going
to get fired. With a movie with James Mason.
Oh, that's an homage.
Why we reacted like that.
Yeah, I was like, hello. Yeah,
you're also going to have to bring him up to the house.
It's also somewhat of a...
You guys are the worst. I think I'd be that racial.
No, I don't at all.
Get the cauldron.
That's terrible. That is terrible. How do we both remember that? Oh, did I say the F word?
That's all right.
The show is completely falling apart.
It's coming out. It's coming out, I think.
Is it really?
No, you're lying.
No, something's moving.
Sorry about that.
Really?
That was it. Is something moving?
Something is moving.
You know what he's doing? He's working it.
Yeah,
work it, baby.
This is fascinating. I know we're doing it. We're supposed to be paying attention to a radio show here, but the fact is I'm very curious.
Who needs a genius bar? I do.
No, I think you're fine. Do you really think you're getting some action?
I'm pulling. You know how you can feel like something is catching?
So what Oscar has done now is he's inserted the tool into the hole, Mike.
Yeah, I'm deep in.
He's working out the tip.
Oh, my God.
Usually about this time, I tell the young lady to stay still.
Oh, stop it. Jeez, we are completely losing our
train of thought. No, what he's doing, let's bring it back to normal.
Right.
He's trying to remove the tip. It's like a Bolivian circumcision.
Now, if that comes out, you're in business, correct?
Hypothetically.
Well, I'm going to have to use another wire, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I know you're going to have to use it. No?
Don't get snarky with me.
You know what you're going to have to do?
What's that?
You're going to have to dock it into that dock and then plug your headphone jack into there. I just saw it at the corner of my eye. And then you're going to have to fix this professionally. It'll work, though. For what your needs are, it'll work right now.
Oh, so I just give him that? The keyboard?
Yeah. That's going to work?
How come that'll work?
Really?
Well, that's giving him all the best of it.
So is there an actual jack that's on the corner of that keyboard?
Yes.
Oh, Oh, he is a genius. Oh, my God, wow. He's a genius. That's How come cool. you didn't come up? You're our technical guy. How come you didn't come up with that?
Because it's Apple.
Yeah, you've got to get familiar with Apple if you're going to work in here, pal.
Yeah, get familiar, pal. That's it. Pal.
Yeah, but the thing is, it takes him 9 hours to dock the thing.
He's doing great.
All right, do you need
I need the cord you normally use? No, I don't think so.
No, he doesn't need power. He's your jack.
I need your jack that you normally use for your computer. It's right there. Yeah.
Right
here?
This is really fascinating. I'm sure, for people that are non-tech, they probably hate this. Is that actually going to work?
What we've done is we've defeated the system.
That is truly amazing, Oscar. Oscar, that is one of the great heroic polls of all time.
Thank you.
Now let's have it tested out. Rob, play something on there and see if it works. Okay. I'll shut my little sound off here.
Well, the soundboard's going to be sideways, but I think it should work. Hold on.
Let's see what happens.
It should work.
Hope.
Oh, well, that's
I hear
that's
baby.
The baby.
It's the sound
it's
of a
the
baby
sound
crying.
Effect of a baby.
Oh, is there a problem with because there is a jack in there? It should also play out of that one.
Hold on.
I would hope so.
Check the volumes and everything. Try one more time.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
That is seriously one of the great polls of all time.
Thank you. You know, they call
Sounds
me
Sounds like garbage, though. It's out of phase.
It's out of phase.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Try a different different element.
It should work. It should work for the vault, though.
Yeah.
It should work for the vault.
Yeah, let's try that. Mr. Right. High Fidelity.
Yeah, it's one channel only. I think we're going to be okay in the vault. For example, if we were to play this... Oh, it's Oscar
that's
underwater.
Not gonna work. Yeah, that's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
No. But it was a great idea, though.
But it'll work for the vault?
I don't know. Let's see, for example.
Oh, can you go one channel?
Can you go one channel on it,
dude? It's already in one channel, dude.
Can you actually phase it? Can you actually move it over like we used to?
If I pan it left, right? No, because it's a mono feed coming into the board.
What about... How about this?
So yes.
What about the settings inside that iPad?
Make a mono out?
Yes.
Let me see what I got. There's nothing for the techno nerds here.
They're going my sincere apologies for all this. And as a matter of fact, the experiment is over. We're going to get back on track and talk about the show.
Good.
So here, let me take this. I'm going to put this away. We're not going to have an audio vault today, and we're going to deal with that. Okay. What I did want to talk about was the Oscar Lonely Text. I got that. And I also wanted to talk about, is anyone excited about, speaking of Apple technology, what is that move?
Well, because the volume, you left the volume came on.
Okay, very good. The Apple 5S. This has been one of my best days of the year.
Yeah,
so I want to go on record.
Oh, it started out strong.
Started out fantastic. I'm having a 10-day
big win.
The iPhone 5S, is this the end of the Apple era? Because I'm hearing so much noise online about the fact that they're really not doing what they needed to do. And then I see commercials for Nokia on the game last night, a wonderful commercial about the fact that they've got a camera that actually zooms in with a telephoto lens on it. You know, little innovations that the Apple company has kind of gone, well, we don't do that.
Yes. If you are an Apple fan like I am, and I think most of the guys in this room are, depending on the day and the headphone jack, I would say that the announcement today is going to be interesting simply because it's a new phone for the people that want to upgrade their new phone. So the 5S will allegedly, if all the rumors are true, have a fingerprint scanner. So that'll be for security.
Okay,
so you don't
let me stop you right there. Fingerprint scanner. It's okay.
Do you have a pass lock on your phone?
Yeah, but I mean, do you think that kind of, my feeling.
It's not a game changer.
My feeling with Apple is one of the things where smartphones change the world is that now everyone has a camera.
Right.
Yes.
And
you always have a camera.
And there are three things that I use my iPhone for more than anything else: taking pictures, making telephone calls, and surfing the web.
Sure.
That's it. And what I think is that the people at Apple are still trying to be so clever that they're missing, they're losing sight of what people really care about. That is improving your ability to surf the net. Improving your ability to make hands-free telephone calls, whatever way.
Right.
And that means sound, speakers, that type of thing. And then also improving the camera. That's it. And I think I'm like most consumers. Am I wrong about that?
You know what? When I heard about this fingerprint technology, I thought about what my grandparents used to tell me when electric windows came into cars.
Mm-hmm.
Said, it's another thing that's going to break. Well, did they ever tell you that?
Yeah.
Don't play with the windows. You're going to break it. So use true. The crank. Oh,
so true.
I date myself much like Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
When I talk about when I was a little kid, and neither one of you have experienced this, mm-hmm. when I got into my uncle's Cadillac, and it was the first car I had ever seen with electric windows.
Yes.
And you take a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what you're going to do it like all day long? And the mechanisms were a lot less sophisticated.
I remember my father. He had that 81 Corolla, but he was too cheap to buy power windows.
Right.
So we would always crank them. So when he got a Volvo, when he finally upgraded like 10 years later,
right.
we were like, oh my God, it's going to have power windows. No, he didn't buy power windows. He didn't option that.
Right.
We had to crank still.
Yeah. Sure.
We didn't get power windows until my mom bought a brand new car.
So but when you made it retro, but I'm trying. What's your point?
When you say that, you know, now you won't be able to access your phone without your thumbprint.
You will be. If you want to put a security lock on it, you don't have to punch in the digits
but
anymore.
But my point, because I can see it locking
but
people out.
But my point is that's just Siri all over again. It's like technology that's not going to make my life any easier.
I think we're on the same page, Mike.
Okay.
Where it's not going to be such an evolution. The iPhone 6 will be, but... what they're saying now, and I'll give you all the details once they report today, is that the fingerprint scanner is going to come along. It's going to have a better camera, not as good as the camera as you see in the commercials of the Nokia Lumia. I've seen that phone firsthand. I saw a listener had it in Las Vegas.
What do you think of it?
Oh, it's a 10.
Mm-hmm.
If it was running a different operating software and not Windows, if it wasn't a Windows phone,
right.
I would have run out and got it today.
I am surprised.
44 pixels.
And one of the reasons that
gorgeous
we are
phone.
So excited about doing the show from the Consumer Electronics
yes.
Show will be seeing what companies, I think, it's just my hack opinion here, that the companies that are going to excel are the ones that take what we really want and make that 10 times better.
Mm-hmm.
Not the people that try to create the super robots that aren't really ready yet mm-hmm. that are going to tell us. I mean, Siri,
but don't
can we all agree that Siri was an unmitigated disaster? I don't touch Siri on my phone.
Not
anymore.
A disaster. What it took voice recognition to the next level,
yeah.
but it you know what? It's not as
it's
useful
not
as they hoped.
Not
I think,
as polished
I, think
as
I agree with you. Quit telling us what we want. Give us what we want.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's because and, you know we don't have any music. We should break here.
Okay, we'll take a break in a second.
Just quickly, this new okay. update isn't really for us as much as it is for China, because that market, they only have 5% market share there, and that's what they're pushing for. They're going to have an economy iPhone, and then you're going to have your 5S come out. If you have a 5 now, just from what I'm seeing now, I'd wait for the 6 to upgrade.
And it just means that Apple's not getting it done. But I guess the reviews will come out tomorrow because
yes.
the launches today will...
blow our skirts up. Who knows?
You never know. There might be something on there that's big. Maybe they're withholding it. I doubt
what
it.
What do they call it? The just one more thing?
Yes.
They do at the end
thing.
Of the press conference.
Yeah. Yeah. We will take
Steve
a break.
Jobs died. That's what happened.
We will take a break and one chord tanks the whole show. We will take a break and be back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by Amazon, the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Amazon is the one place to go for everything you need. Can't you feel that the season is about to change?
I can, Mike.
Yes, fall is right around the corner, and Amazon has got you covered. How about new clothes at up to 75% off?
Nice!
Plus boots, winter coats, and any hat you'd ever want.
Get through the copy, please.
Copy by Spiewak. And you never have to leave your desk. Plus, Amazon is the place to go for pumpkin decorations. Sorry about that. Pumpkin seeds, pumpkin-flavored coffee, K-cups, canned pumpkin Pop-Tarts, the Smashing Pumpkins on CD, and the popular book Pumpkins by Ken Robbins.
Do you have your copy yet?
Not yet.
You should.
You can save valuable time and effort by doing all your pumpkin shopping at home, even beyond pumpkins. Amazon has it all. Oh, I'm sorry. Even beyond pumpkins, Amazon has it all. Even a full selection of carving knives. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And don't forget, it's the best place for all your office supplies, too. Today and every day, save money and support the show. Just click Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com and bookmark it.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Syria has accepted a Russian proposal to turn over control of their chemical weapons to the international community. Syria's foreign minister met with Russia's foreign minister, and they agreed to the plan. But the United States is withholding judgment until it can be established that this is the real deal, Wade.
Right.
President Obama is scheduled to address the nation on the Syrian situation tonight. This will be one of those interesting addresses because you don't really know what developments might occur today.
Right.
And things are obviously going to have to move very, very fast. A lot of people are skeptical about Assad and whether he's really going to do anything about these chemical weapons.
I think he's going to do a monologue, and then the desk piece is when he's going to talk about Syria.
And then he's going to pull the nipple out of Rob's iPad.
That's right.
Incidentally, Fleet of Foot Boys, way to fix the, you know, during the actual real taping time of the show, you guys, you know, moved a few cables. It doesn't sound exactly like it's supposed to, but you did a good job with
I'm going
to
get a sore neck.
There you go.
It's sideways.
The 911 calls seem frantic. George Zimmerman's sobbing estranged wife said he was threatening her and her father with a gun, and she feared for her life. Please come. Hours later, Monday, after police converged on the home in an Orlando suburb, and after speaking to her attorney, she changed her story.
Oh.
That's according to Lake Mary Police Chief Steve Bracknell. She said she never saw a gun, and that she and her father, whom she said Zimmerman had punched in the face, had no interest in pressing charges. It's a weird story.
Oh,
it's
that's a healthy strange relationship.
Well, I think it's what he got there is a lot of good people.
Police said later they did not find a gun on Zimmerman's person. So, I mean, this guy's obviously got some demons, and who knows what's going on.
But you know what?
Lay
I
low.
Mean, I'm not trying to be his buddy here, but he obviously has a target on his back.
Yeah,
and it looks like she's, you know, kicking him.
Well, it also sounds like maybe this guy is not stable simply because he should be underground right now.
Yeah.
People know he's
you don't mean
in
dead. Lake, you don't mean dead.
No, he should be like gone underground, like witness protection
hiding,
style.
Hiding,
and he's in Lake Mary, Florida, because they've gotten 11 police calls out there. He's still in Orlando. He's in the central part of the state where all his crap has happened.
Right.
And I'm very surprised
what an
at
idiot.
That.
Well, he's
you
not
know,
very bright.
No, I don't think so, Rob. I think what it might speak to, I think when that trial's over, because the lawyer that I heard interviewed, O'Mara, actually said something. They asked him about, what are you going to do for this guy
right
now that the trial's over and he's got this big target on his back? And they kind of hemmed and hawed about it. I think, believe it or not, this wonderful justice system of ours, the lawyers get all this press.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, you know, certain people become superstars in this overnight. But the guy that was part of the trial, it's like, bye-bye.
Yeah. Sure.
You're
well,
on your own, dude.
He gets to walk free. That's his reward.
He gets to walk free, but the point is he is on his own. So, you know, this guy right now he's let everybody know where he is. And I think you're going to hear more about George Zimmerman.
Yeah, but this is what I read the story. He's the legend that he went over his soon-to-be ex-wife's house, her dad's house.
Right.
And again, that in itself probably isn't the right course of action if she's filing for divorce.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you're going on their territory.
Should stay away.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's, he's a head case. It's obvious. Yep. We'll see what happens. The other jury is in a second periodical used for everything from predicting the weather to helping people lose weight agrees that this winter is shaping up to be cold and snowy.
The snowblower, Mike. Finally.
The Dublin, New Hampshire-based Old Farmer's Almanac at 222. I don't understand the name of that, why they say at 222. That's what it's called.
Wow.
The Dublin, New Hampshire Old Farmer's Almanac at 222 is believed to be the oldest continuously published periodical in North America. It says a drop in solar activity and a change in ocean patterns are pointing to colder than average temperatures and higher than average snowfall totals.
Wow. You know, I've heard that I know that they did predict actual snowfall for the Super Bowl this year, and it's not in a dome.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the snow emergency policy for the show?
We just better get our technical ducks in order so that we can all, do our little thing where we communicate with each other.
Ah.
And we should be up and running for that by winter time.
I thought you were going to say, get here early.
No.
Stay the night. Stay the night.
You know, but I'll tell you, though, if the roads are clear and, sleepover could be fun, you know, wouldn't it, boys?
No.
Anyway, last month, the Maine-based Farmer's Almanac said much the same. The younger cousin has been publishing for a mere 197 years. The Old Farmer's Almanac predicts a cold winter for every region but the lower Great Lakes, upper Midwest, and the northern states of the Northeast. I hate stories that are written like that.
That's really poor.
The Old Farmer's Almanac predicts a cold winter for every reason. No, they actually just took three quarters of the country out
well,
of
the
that.
Thing is, Mike, the Old Farmer isn't what he used to be.
Exactly. Thank you. In Kansas City, here I come. McDonald's is now testing a family-sized meal in a box.
Oh, God.
It has two quarter-pounders with cheese, 20 McNuggets, and two medium fries.
And they call it the Serta.
It's selling for $14.99. This is very convenient for my entire week. I want...
You can give it to Celine.
I want the family box.
Have you ever asked for more ketchup?
It's selling for $14.99. That's a few bucks cheaper than all the stuff individually. Whoop-de-doo. Not sure what kind of modern family you can serve with only two burgers, 20 McNuggets, and two medium fries. Maybe a two-person family and a small child.
Could
but
be.
If this goes well in Kansas City, you could definitely see it go nationwide. McDonald's does sell family meals in other countries. In Australia, they sell the family dinner box, which is two Big Macs, two cheeseburgers, McNuggets, four small fries, and four drinks. That sounds more
that's
like
more
a family
of a dinner
box.
Thing. This will be a good dinner box for when we sleep over when it snows.
And I can break your equipment.
That's come on, let it go, man. Let it go.
I know stores are already displaying their Halloween crap, but this just seems unnatural. Pumpkin-flavored M&Ms.
I bet you can buy them on Amazon.
Well, I have to mention another retailer here because it's in the story.
Yeah.
They're now on sale at Target for about $3 for a bag. I bet they're on Amazon.
They're probably good.
I'm sure they are.
Hey,
no, they're not good.
If you can, see if you can find pumpkin-flavored M&Ms on Amazon. Yeah. According to a few food blogs that have tried them, they're still chocolate-flavored but have a light hint of pumpkin spice.
Ooh.
I'm not sure nutmeg and chocolate jives, Daddy-O.
One blogger said, tough guy.
I'll show you.
One blogger said they taste more like a mix between M&Ms and cinnamon Red Hots.
Not
that still is gross to me.
Yeah, it's not right.
They're on sale through Halloween. We'll have to see. A report out of Washington, D.C. found the city has seen a 35% jump in clogged pipes over the past few years.
Sorry about that.
All because more and more people are using those moist wipes we've talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Can't use them in my building.
The D.C. suburb.
Really?
Even the flushable
kind?
They've told
us.
Really?
Yeah, they said, old pipes.
The Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission has had to spend more than $1 million to upgrade their sewers just to try to keep up. Meanwhile, nationwide, moistened wipes for adults are doing almost $1 billion a year in sales already, and their sales are projected to keep going up 6% every year.
I saw the ad, and actually Mayor Barry voiced it. It's a PSA, Mike, and it's called Stay Dry in Ward 8.
I just want to make sure you use dry toilet paper. You put a little water on it, but don't use those crap wipes that, you know, clog up the septic tank.
It's bad, right?
It's bad, and you know, it doesn't help with my beaties.
Do you use the wand when
I
you
do.
Wipe?
Always. Nice wand in the Redskins colors.
Oh, I hope you didn't provide the burgundy.
Appreciate that.
There may be a problem then.
And now a little something something. According to the Michigan State Police, a group of people have figured out how to scam Walmart into giving them refunds on fake video games. And it involves intentionally vomiting on receipts.
Oh, no.
Here's how it works. The people take video game boxes and put either a counterfeit disc or no disc inside. Then they reseal the boxes in plastic. They take an old Walmart receipt and vomit on it to obscure what they bought and when.
Oh, my God.
Then they take
it. God, you know, not even Carrie has gone this far.
You know,
Jesus.
You like Boo. I like Oscar's Oh, My God. Then they take the receipt and the video games to a store to return them. They tell the clerk about the vomit so the clerks don't want to touch the receipts or examine them. They just give the person a full refund for the cost of the video game. They've gotten $264.83 in refunds every time they've done this.
Wow.
The police have surveillance videos and are investigating. Until then, if you work in retail, beware of vomit-covered receipts and stop biting your fingernails. That's it. We got to get out of here. We will come back, believe it or not.
We got an audio vault for
you. Miraculously, thanks to Oscar and Rob, we'll have the audio vault for you. No thanks to you, Mike O'Mara. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, we want to tell you all about Omaricon 2013.
Yeah.
It is live at the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia, Saturday night, November 9th at 8 p.m. Tickets will go on sale to the general public, and that's Friday, September 13th.
This Friday.
For those of you VIPs, we are able to track how many of you have opened your exclusive emails. You only have a couple of days left to get these tickets.
Yes.
So open your email today. Pony, how many, what is the percentage of our VIPs that have opened those emails that we sent to them?
Only 47%.
That's half, people.
Yes. Slack.
Half of you have not done it, slackers, so clue in. And if you want to get those tickets in advance, they are going fast. You want to open up your emails. So, you know, we took the time to send those out to all of you.
We yes. did.
We really did.
And licked it was, the stamps.
And it was kind of a hassle.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Kind of.
You know, we wanted just to, you know, not only make them available to the VIPs, but also tell the VIPs that they were available.
Yeah.
So really, the fruits of the labor should be rewarded, in my humble opinion.
How are you going to win our fabulous door prize of pumpkin M&Ms if you don't come to the show?
Oh, definitely have pumpkin M&Ms.
Yeah.
I want to do, you know what I want to do at the opening of the show?
What?
I want to do what Gallagher does at the opening. He takes wrapped candy and hits it with a tennis racket into the audience.
I remember that.
I'm doing it.
Okay, good.
Just added on. Advanced purchase available for VIP members for how many more days?
You would say three.
3 days. Only 3 days left for that. A super secret email has already gone out. This show will be unlike any other we've ever done. We'll once again be joined by Mickey Coachella, most recently of the 98 Rock Morning Show, an all-round funny dude. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I said what's interesting about that 46% open rate is that the amount of tickets that have already been sold.
Yeah, we are so grateful for all of you VIPs.
Yeah, please.
You know, we made these available to you, and you did what you always do. You did not let us down. So really, yes, we are concerned about the half of the people that haven't opened up emails, but you might have already bought your tickets anyway. Yeah. So really, thank you for that.
Buy more.
We really appreciate that. And then they will be on sale Friday the 13th. We thought that would be a good luck day to sell them.
Sure.
And that goes on sale this coming Friday, and so get ready for that. As usual, there'll be music, dancing, and festivities. And fabulous door prizes. Save the date Saturday, November 9th at the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia for Omericon 2013. Superhero costumes optional.
Nice.
And now without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, September 10th, 2013. I'm glad we got it on for you, Rob.
You are soldiering on. What you need is a new hit record to cheer you up.
Yay.
I had this for a couple days. It's everywhere. I love it. It's called What Does the Fox Say?
What does the fox say?
See, no one knows what a fox says. So the whole point of the song is trying to figure out what a fox might say. Watch the video. It's horrifyingly odd. It's by a band called Ylvis. Y-L-V-I-S.
And speaking of hit records, tomorrow we'll be talking about Miley Cyrus's latest video, Wrecking Ball, that's her showing more of her boobs.
Yeah. This is the first time I've heard this song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had it.
Where
all
is this
over,
big? In Iowa?
This is all over Facebook. It's all over Facebook, and it's trending. It's trending on the YouTube. I think
I'm
going
to look at the top charts.
Go, Dub.
All right, so you're going to come in tomorrow?
This is going to be the next Gangnam Style.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, it's so catchy. Listen.
What does the fox say?
No, don't get into that. This isn't music.
He loves it.
What's the group's name again?
Ylvis. Y-L-V-I-S.
He only brought it in because it's an Elvis.
No, it's Y-L-V-I-S.
Close enough.
Why are you defensive about this?
Because it's, I've never heard
Because you're
going to
play this on
before.
Tech War 1-1 and...
Boys, just remember, Rob?
Yes?
Oscar's the one that made it possible for you to have this audio vault today after I broke your iPad.
Yeah, remember? Remember That's your boy?
Oh, remember when I plugged in the mono cable?
The antenna?
Yeah. It was a team effort. Yeah. Everybody contributed. Mike broke it, and we fixed it. Oh, God, again. Now... what we have here is you mentioned it earlier, and you know what they say? The government says if you notice something,
we're really going to look back at how the whole thing started was the incorrectly played Howard Cosell video,
someone who asked for the Cosell tape.
No, you can't.
Yeah, it's about
you can't.
You did.
You can't.
You said
you can't.
Do we have that lying around anywhere? If you see something, say something.
Minema.
And I knew in the back of my head when they showed that video of the woman twerking and falling down and setting herself on fire.
Yes.
I said, that looks staged to me.
So and you, so
I,
you knew
I
it
almost,
before the major news agencies
I
knew.
Almost said it. I almost brought it up because, but I thought it would go away. Jimmy Kimmel revealed last night that it was something they actually filmed at his show.
To the conspiracy theorists on the internet who thought the video was fake, you were right. It was fake. We made it up. I'm also the guy who bit Charlie's finger, by the way. We shot that video 2 months ago, and we posted it on YouTube. We didn't send it to any TV stations. I didn't tweet it. We didn't put it on any news websites. We just put it on the internet, on YouTube, and let the magic happen. And the magic happened. It got 9 million views in less than a week. And-
pure viral. They didn't even promote it.
That's
and it got
great.
9 million
and
views.
Kimmel's so cutting edge. I mean, he really is ahead of it.
He is.
Yeah, you got Jimmy Fallon coming on strong, you know, kind of representing the youth movement. Yeah. But
right.
Kimmel is really state of the art.
He really
I love
is.
What he's doing.
And we close. Did you know that there is some rumors in D.C. that Clinton, Bill Clinton, is cheating on his vegan diet?
Really?
Yeah, there's a rumor of that.
This is crazy. The newest rumor in Washington is that Bill Clinton has been cheating on his vegan diet. Hmm? Yeah, the most damning evidence is a blue dress with a splotch of gravy on it. thank you.
Thank you, he says. I love it. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Back in stereo high fidelity tomorrow.
What Does a Fox Say is in the top charts.
It is.
I take it back.
He's got a
face.
Yeah.
Hold on. Before we get out of here, Pony Boy, three keywords. People that are searching for Mike O'Mara Show online. Give us the three words in the order you gave them to me today.
That was O'Mara, Mike, and cleavage.
Cleavage?
What? Why?
That's our third search word. Who the hell knows?
That's fantastic.
That's our number one search word.
That's the number one search word is cleavage.
Wow.
For tech support and questions for the Mike O'Mara Show, contact our man Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's it. We made it through. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank Christ.
We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Thanks a lot, everybody. Tomorrow, Bill and Debbie Harvey from Helping Haitian Angels.
Oh, good.
We'll be back with another one. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.